Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you're doing it from. Thank you for downloading us. This is Dr. Mike Roizen, your host, and as usual, we're sponsored by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as Dye Rescue, useful for when you're changing dose with one of the obesity GLP-1s like semaglutide, Mounjaro, or Tirzepatide. And the other sponsor, LongevityPlaybook.com, go to their website to sign up for the free newsletter and learn about things in longevity. Like we discussed in the A segment, what's really breaking in gene editing and what's really breaking in stem cells for the specific purpose of reversing Parkinson's disease, and the amazing discoveries out of the Gladstone this week. Today, we have a great guest for the B segment. This is 1248B, and we have a wonderful, wonderful application developer who really developed an application to help you if you're concerned about prostate cancer or have a loved one who is. It is Randy Jones. It's a decision tool that he developed to help prostate cancer patients make treatment choices. It's created with support of $2.2 million from the NIH. And this is some of the really leading work that NIH does to help bring what is needed and what you can use. This is really translational work to say, what discussion should you have with your physician or a loved one's physician? To get more information about Randy Jones specifically, you can go to nursing.virginia.edu/people/RAJ9C. Pretty interesting way that you can get to Randy Jones. That's nursing.virginia.edu/people/RAJ9C. So I guess I should call you, you're an associate dean and professor, Randy, so I guess I should call you Dr. Jones. How'd you get the idea to do this? And why have you done this? And what's the purpose of this?
Thank you for having me on this podcast, wonderful podcast of yours. I got the idea mainly because, you know, we've heard from patients where they've had difficulty in making decisions on the type of treatment or even having discussions with their healthcare providers at times. So, you know, we've kind of developed this decision aid and decision tool to kind of assist patients in having more open discussions with their clinicians, as well as with their caregivers, being a loved one, a family member, a spouse, or it may be. Oftentimes, patients sometimes feel isolated in their decision-making progress. And that's with any type of disease oftentimes. So this tool is kind of really to assist them in opening up and being able to discuss their opinions and their thoughts a little bit more candidly with the healthcare provider and their loved ones.
Tell me about how it works. If I get my PSA and it's changed a great deal, and then I go and see my urologist, what's the urologist likely to do? And how do I go online and try and get this tool myself? How do I do this?
Yeah. So the decision aid tool is made of several different pieces where, you know, one aspect of it is looking at the pros and cons. So the patient would first, you know, have a pros and cons list of different aspects of the disease, and also to think about how would they react to the disease, and being that, do they feel more comfortable in talking to individuals about the disease? Do they feel that they are going to be a burden to other individuals but having the disease? Do they feel a little bit more timid in asking their healthcare provider about this different type of side effects and so forth? So there's a pros and cons and balance sheet that the patient would circle their highest priorities with the disease. And then from there, they will provide this particular pros and cons or benefits and risks balance sheet to the healthcare provider. The healthcare provider will be able to look at this pros and cons list to kind of get a sense of where the priorities of this patient, during their visit, meaning that, you know, if the patient feels a little bit more awkward in speaking to them, that could be a priority, something that they want to focus on to help continue to build that rapport with the patient. And then once the patient and the caregiver are able to look at those priorities, then the patient's also given or able to hear about how to make a good treatment decision. And some of this is through audio tape, and it's also found online through the National Comprehensive Cancer Network toolkit. And they can be able to listen to how to make a good informed decision about the treatment that they're about to receive. And then from there, the patient and the healthcare provider can have a more open discussion about the type of treatment that they may be able to have. This decision aid tool really kind of help open the doors up a little bit and try to decrease the potential risk of depression, decrease the risk of regret from the diseases that they may have, and also hopefully increase the quality of life. Once the patient has gone through and discussed with the patient and with the provider about their treatment and about what the priorities for them, then they can be able to really, again, gauge on where their quality of life, where's their aim for quality of life. And that will help the provider be able to hopefully get a sense of what's important for their patient, how to move forward with the type of treatment, and then ultimately have the patient agree on the type of treatment and feel comfortable with that decision being made.
Now, part of this is a discussion with the, not only with the provider, but with a nurse you have as guiding the discussion, as I understand it. But it's also with the family members, and so that part of the improvement in quality of life is that you get at what matters to the patient for the rest of their life.
Yes, correct. You know, the decision aid also opened the doors up for the patient to be able to divulge some of the potential side effects or that they may be having with the disease. Sometimes, particularly men, may feel a little bit uncomfortable talking about, you know, sexual dysfunction, talking about some of the stigmatization aspects of the disease, even to their spouse or partner or caregiver. So this kind of opens the door a little bit more so that the caregiver can have a window and see what are some of the challenges that their loved one may be having. And that could be also offer a little bit more support for them to be to talk to the healthcare provider a little bit more openly. Now, what I've heard and seen from people who've had utilized this tool is that even one family mentioned that this is almost like counseling, couples counseling, where that the patient is able to open a little bit more openly, open communication with the patient support person, and they can have a discussion, a dialogue to see what's the priority for them. Again, to hopefully increase the amount of quality of life, decrease that decisional regret, and also hopefully decrease depression that potentially could occur.
You mentioned depression over, and I know you've enrolled, 120 plus people so far, randomized study. The control group gets education, whereas the test group gets the actual tool, which is, we think, will help people. We should say you are a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Fellow, nursing faculty scholar, one of the most prestigious awards possible. But let me talk a little bit about the alternatives. So the alternatives, when you get a diagnosis like President Biden got, are you can have a radical prostatectomy if it's still localized. You can have a radical prostatectomy and testosterone and androgen reducing treatments. You can have that alone, the pill alone, if it's metastasized, perhaps. You can have radiation pellets or localized radiation therapy. And they all come with different risks of both incontinence of urine and feces, sexual dysfunction. And as I understand it, the tool goes through all of those.
Yes, the tool goes through what the potential side effects that a patient may have. And then also thinking, too, what's the most important thing for that patient and the priorities for him. You know, oftentimes we see that, you know, patients worry about the dribbling effect if they have to wear a diaper in public, or are people going to hear the diaper rustling around in their pants and so forth? Or are people going to notice if there are going to be any weird smells and things of that nature? So being self-conscious about this, again, I think patients, they oftentimes worry about these social aspects and want to try to dampen it as much as possible. So having the type of support and open up those lines of communication so that the healthcare provider can be aware of that and be able to potentially provide support, provide some resources to assist in any of these type of issues that may be occurring, as well as the caregiver can be aware of some of these issues for support as well.
I can imagine this helps with the discussions with their spouse and maybe their kids as well, because there is a predisposition, a genetic predisposition. And we also know that the African-American community has what you would call more malicious or more harmful, more late stage prostate cancer. And I think there probably is a great benefit to that fear. I've always thought that there was fear among men when they get this. I do a lot of executive health patients, and I know they almost fear coming because they don't want those laboratory tests to show that they've got something that's got to be pursued. So these are all people who've been successful in life and they don't want their health to take them down. And they probably haven't done the healthiest things all their life. I don't know if you can share the results of the study, but I imagine that what they fear and what they want to accomplish with the remainder of their life is a really important discussion that is stimulated.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely hit the nail on the head that, you know, oftentimes when men are having to have to come against, you know, things that may be out of their control, and they become almost like powerless. But having some aspect of support from others, being able to know that they can lean on other individuals when in time of crisis is important. So this decision aid tool is able to assist with some of that support system to provide some insight from others about what the disease may be feeling like towards them. What are those men's, their priorities in life? You know, if they are having thought that they would like to live, the most important thing for them is to be around for their child to have a wedding or so forth, then healthcare provider can put that into context and to be able to see how can we help reach that goal if possible. Or if, you know, a patient is having some issues with feeling that their dynamics in their family may change if they told anyone about the disease, then having this open conversation with their spouse and having the spouse being able to look through the window of the eyes of the patient can assist in how can that dynamic potentially be dampened as far as in the change of the role that the patient may have. So this tool has a lot of different facets and is able to assist in some of the issues that oftentimes men sometimes may fall into, being that you have to be strong enough to care for everyone around them, but being able to be vulnerable and humble and being able to ask for the help when needed.
I want to thank you, Randy, for one, developing the tool, two, being such a model for our society in developing a translational tool to help with our discussions and help build our posse when we get disease. I want to thank you a lot. You can learn more about Randy at nursing.virginia.edu/people/RAJ9C. One of these days I'll learn what the 9C means. But in any case,
secret.
It is Randy Jones who's developed this. The randomized study is in at the University of Virginia as well as at Hopkins. Just ask for Randy Jones's tool. And if you can't remember that, at least remember /people/RAJ9C. We, as usual, on You, the Owner's Manual podcast, are brought to you by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. You'll go to their website, I hope, and see what the randomized double-blind controlled studies are that make such a difference, as well as go to our own website, LongevityPlaybook.com, and sign up for the free newsletter. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. We have a special guest on 1249B. It's Mehmet Oz. Thanks again.